heard a story about a woman, true story. Woman who was supposed to be baptized with several other people that day. And when it came time in the service for the baptism to take place, the preacher said, okay, here's what I want you to do. And he passed out some papers and pens. He said, I want you to write on that piece of paper. I want you to think first, what is it in your life? Because basically Christ took all of your sins away. But I know people. He says, I want you to take the deepest, darkest, most secret, shameful thing that haunts you in your life that you've ever done. That thing that you regret the most, that every time it pops up in your memory, you feel yourself flinch because you're so ashamed, you're so hurt to think that you could do such a thing or say such a thing. And I want you to write that on that piece of paper. And this woman was sitting there, and she had had an abortion earlier in her life and was devastated by what she had done, by that life that she had taken. She didn't realize what she was doing at the time, but afterwards it became crystal clear. And it haunted her for years. She was tormented by the thought that she could do such a thing. She couldn't tell her Christian friends. And so she took that secret and in the tiniest letters possible, because she felt like everyone in church was watching her, she wrote A-B-O-R-T-I-O-N. And I'm sure it was painful to make those motions with her pen. And she said she was scared to death, and then she folded it up a couple of times. And when it was her turn to be baptized, what they were supposed to do, they was come up to the cross at the front of the platform at the front, and he had a hammer and some nails, and they were to nail that thing, tap it in, nail that piece of paper to the cross. And she was scared to death that someone would know. And as she walked up, the Holy Spirit must have been on that man, because when she walked up, she looked over at the pastor and looked him in the face. And she said she could see the love of God just coming through him. She looked him right in the eyes. And instead of condemnation, instead of hate, she saw acceptance and love, unconditional love and acceptance, just beaming through his face. And all of a sudden, that shame just left her. And she knew, the Holy Spirit just witnessed to her heart, she knew that Jesus had forgiven her. And when she nailed that thing to the cross, she knew that it would haunt her no longer. It was over. It was done. And then she got baptized. I meant to bring some nails and a hammer. I forgot. But God wants you to know. God wants you to know. He's declared it in His Word. Whatever you've done, in Jesus, it's nailed to the cross. Number three, last thing. Actually, there's much more I could say. There's many things that happen to us. Number three, the last thing I'm going to say about it today, a third thing that happens when we get saved. Colossians 1:13 says this. I love this. He has delivered us, rescued us from the power and the dominion of darkness. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. When Adam fell in the garden, when he sinned and rebelled against God, when God said, don't do this, and he did it anyway, and chose to disobey, he became a slave to sin. He was no longer free in God. He became a bondservant and a slave to sin and Satan. And everyone born from his loins, from his seed, every person that would come into the world after that, carrying that seed of destruction, would be born into slavery, born a slave of sin and of Satan. But when we are born again, as I said, we are given new life in Christ. And we are no longer under bondage to Satan. We are free. He breaks that chain. He breaks that bondage. He breaks that yoke and grinds it into dust. And He takes us out, delivers and rescues us out from under that power of darkness and places us into the kingdom of His Son, the kingdom of light, a kingdom of freedom, a kingdom of power, a kingdom of hope and joy and peace. And that belongs to us in Jesus Christ. We are set free in Christ from the power of darkness, and we are now children of light, Scripture says. What a cool concept, man. I'm a child of light. I am lit up on the inside with the power of God because He has come into my heart and set me free. Part of me is even glad that I was able to walk in darkness for a part of my life just so I could know how liberating and beautiful it is to be set free from that. How glorious that is. How nothing I had planned for my life prior to that moment, now in hindsight, could ever compare to what God has given me in Jesus Christ. Praise God. We had a couple of guys come in here Friday to do some maintenance. Actually work on the baptistry. They fixed the pump, got water flowing now. Haven't fixed the heater yet. So we've been pouring some boiling water in there this morning, trying to get things up to speed. And when they got all done and everything, right before they left, they were standing right over there at the corner of the row, and I was standing over here, and Holy Spirit was nudging me. So I said, hey, by the way, you know, you've been working on this thing. Do you guys know what baptism is all about anyway? And they smiled and looked at each other, you know, this polite smile, looked at each other out of the corner of their eyes as if to say, oh, no, he's going to preach to us. We'll never get out of here. This is the last call of the day. I was going home to watch the game. He's going to preach to us. I can see it now in 2 hours. Drool is going to come out of my mouth, and I'm going to be going, stop, stop, stop. Yeah. I know, I used to say that stuff when people would come up to me. I'd see a track in their hand. I'm like, oh no, here we go. So I said, you know what baptism is all about? And they smiled that smile as if to say, oh, we're in trouble. And I just shrugged it off. I said, you know what it is? Basically, that is where we bury dead people. And that's what they did. They kind of laughed as if to say, oh, I wasn't expecting that. And the one guy said, well, I think that's what's been clogging up your water pump. No wonder you have problems. Oh, man. So I kind of laughed, and very quickly, because I didn't want to leave a bad impression. I said, basically, this is what it is, man. The people that we baptize in here, they were spiritually dead, man. They were tied up in darkness, and Jesus Christ gave them new life. So when they go down in that water, you know, when Christ died, He paid the price for our sins on the cross, took our punishment for us. And then they buried Him with our sins all over Him. And then 3 days later, because just to show that He paid the price, God raised Him from the dead. He really was who He said He was. He really did what He said He was going to do for us. And so when people get baptized that are dead in their sins, now they've got new life in Christ. When they go down in that water, they're basically taking all of their old junk and garbage and sin and all the things they used to be, their old motivations and their old values and their old way of life, and they're saying, I have died to those things. I'm done with them. I'm burying them. Just like Christ was buried, I'm burying that old man, that old John D'Souza, and I am being risen. Just like Christ rose from the dead by the power of God, I am being risen to walk in newness of life by the power of Jesus Christ inside of me. And then I let him go. Because Steve Robertson was standing there saying, yeah, I'll tell you more about that. We got to go. But that's what we do. That's what we do. We bury dead people in there, and we bring out of that water new living children of light. I love doing that. I love to do a baptism, man. It gets me pumped. And that's what it says in Romans chapter 6. This is basically baptism, and I'll close with this. Paul said, do you not know, as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into His death. Therefore, we were what? Buried with Him through baptism into death. So that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Been walking in newness of life since August 20th, 1980, and I loved every minute of it. I'm not saying there wouldn't been challenges, man. Yeah. Man. But I don't regret a day, man. I'm so deeply, profoundly grateful for what God has given through Jesus Christ, the family He has given me, this family here. I love you guys to death, man. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. So we have a couple of folks that are going to get baptized today. Yeah, man. Cool stuff. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to bury him.
For 3 days.
For the website, Mark.
For 3 days.
Thank you.
This is the testimony that they have died to those old things and now they have a new life. They're going to embrace it and live it with all their worth because God has come in and says, know me, know how I love you. Man, let me show you how much I love you. I'm going to do something in your life you can't even imagine. Praise God.